Yeah. Mail books need to go.
At 10, so I thought.
I don't know if they're going. I can't. I got an appointment right after this.
Call and change them. Tell them to say you've got something important.
You what?
I said you just call them and tell them to change it. You've got something important.
Right.
Okay, let's get this meeting rolling. Good morning, everybody. To the Upshur County Commissioners Court for May 31, 2019. I'm going to declare that a quorum is present and ready to operate for business. We're going to start off by asking Ms. Gentry to lead us in a short prayer, and the pledges will be led by Mr. Dustin Nicholson.
Gracious Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to be here and to serve our citizens of Upshur County. We ask, Father, for your wisdom and your direction in every decision, always. We ask that you be with the men and women that stand between us in harm's way in every aspect and every field. And we just thank you for your continued hand of blessings and shelter and provision for us, especially with all the storms that have been around. Father, you have shielded us and spared us, and we just thank you so much. And we ask that you continue to do so. And we also ask that you would be with those that have been affected by the storms. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item three is to consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Upshur County, Texas depository contract, June 1, 2019 to May 31, 2021. Pitney Bowes state and local fair market value lease and applications for use of county roads and rights of way permit requests.
Motion to approve and record said items.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
I abstain on payroll.
Motion passes 4.5. Item four, recognize the Harmony High School National Honor Society members for their service in painting the outdoor trash cans used at the courthouse. Mr. Miller, speak to us on that.
Oh, I don't know if y'all noticed the trash cans that were outside the building, how rough they were to begin with. They just looked pitiful. So I reached out to some of the schools, and Harmony was the first to respond. And they took up the project and painted the trash cans, and they looked phenomenal.
They look a lot better than they did. And we want to publicly thank the Honor Society members at Harmony High School for being civic-minded and trying to powder this place up around here a little bit. Every little bit helps. And try to leave your space a little cleaner than you found it wherever you go. Y'all even see me picking up trash in the highway in front of my office and out here. I'm not too good to pick up trash. And if we all do that, we'll keep everything looking good. And Mr. Miller, thank you for organizing getting that done. It's a good idea, and we thank you.
Yes, sir. And the students aren't here because they just got out of school yesterday, and I know my 17-year-old, you want him to get up before 9 a.m.?
Not when school's out. Item five, discuss and take action to approve a memorandum of understanding agreement with CSC and an electronic recording procedure statement with Simplifile LC pertaining to electronic recordings of land records in the office of the county clerk. Ms. Ross, I understand that you proposed two contracts from two different vendors?
That's correct, Your Honor. It's basically the front end that customers can use to electronically record their records. So they'll integrate with our software that we have. It just gives like mortgage companies and banks and stuff to use to electronically record these documents.
No extra cost to the county, but an added benefit for the public. Is there two contracts you want us to sign?
There is.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve a memorandum of understanding agreement with CSC and electronic recording procedure statement with Simplifile LC pertaining to electronic recordings of land records in the office of the county clerk. Any further discussion?
Judge, may we have the amounts of the contracts, please?
There's no cost.
There's no cost. There's no cost to the county.
No cost.
There's no cost.
Okay.
Hearing no further discussion, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Number six, discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2018-2019.
What happened was we erroneously corrected the dates in the last commissioner's court, and it is for the 2018-19 calendar, and we had corrected it
1920.
So this is the correct date, 2018-19.
That we need to sign, correct?
I think we already signed it. I think we just need to clarify the date.
That's all we're doing.
So what are the new dates supposed to be, Mr.
Berger? It's for the 2018-19 year.
All right.
We did not.
It just got filed. It just got to us late.
All right.
I make a motion to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2018-2019. Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2018-2019. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number seven, discuss and take action to approve employee benefits consulting to seek proposals for, and I think that sort of means discuss and take action to authorize employee benefits consulting to seek proposals for a third-party administrative services outfit, B, a pharmacy benefit manager services outfit, and C, a stop-loss contract.
I do want to put out there that I want to talk to Rachel. In my opinion, we shouldn't be going after a PBM. I've talked to four pharmacists, one in Austin, two in Longview, and one locally, that say they are bad for business.
I don't see how we can do any of it. I'm just one guy up here, five.
I just want to put that out there.
Could you repeat what you just said? We couldn't hear it back here.
About the PBMs?
Yes.
That they're bad business.
So, as I've been told, you go to the pharmacist and you pay $28 for a drug. Pharmacist gets $10, PBM gets $18, and they don't do, from what I'm told, they don't do anything.
It's a middleman just collecting the money.
So, not cost effective.
Item seven.
No way.
Going?
No.
Well, we hired her to go out for these things and to look at them. Why would we not do them? You said you didn't want any of them, Judge?
No, I didn't say.
I don't see how you can do any of them. You've got a third-party administrator already. And the PBM, we need to talk about that a whole lot more before we ever went down and did that. And the stop-loss contract, they're supposed to do that anyway. Stop-loss contract's an insurance policy that after the county pays the maximum amount for anybody that's covered, the insurance company will pick up 100% of that. And so we're set up with that. Now, I can live with tabling this so we can study it some more. I don't want to try to handicap the, you know, employee benefit services from doing what they want to do for us, but I'm not. I'm just one of five. I'm not up with this.
What? I'm in agreement with the principal that we voted to hire a consultant to look into this kind of stuff for us, and I don't think this in any way says this is something we're going to just by seeking proposals and information. We've got to give them some reins to go out there and do some work and seek some of this information so that we can discuss it at a later date.
Mr. Jordan.
Can the county not reserve a right to deny any and all bids?
We can. We don't have to take it.
We can, but what they're going to do is go around and say the commissioner's court said we can get rid of you because we're going to go over here. And, you know, I'm not for running over any of our local vendors that way and putting them into the grind. There's mafia-style health care, which is what that would be, or at least to that pharmacy benefits manager. You know, I don't want to deal with somebody in Canada telling me what to do, and a doctor in a glass box in Tulsa, Oklahoma telling you, you got to do thus or so. I'll think on it some more. I'm the bad guy here, you guys, because I couldn't be here at the last meeting. So I'm new to the party, and I don't pretend to be an expert on this. I made that clear when I took the office January 1. I do not pretend to be an expert on health care and self-funded plans. But I'm just personally, from what I see, I'm not talked in to going for this. I'm not saying my mind wouldn't change, but I just need to have some more loose ends for Todd's personal understanding. But like I said, I'm one of five.
Our contract with the consultant is that we control the consultant. And so allowing the consultant to bring us information is in no way accepting a contract without our approval. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, but she can do that anyway by saying, I've got X over here that can do this better or that. Why don't y'all consider it? That she's already authorized to do this. It's like either does too much or does nothing at all.
Chief
Hazel, sir. Yes, sir, Chief, and then I'll get to Mr. Dolly. Thank you, Mr. Burke.
I only wanted, because the committee met with Rachel after they were selected out, and y'all are obviously doing what you feel is best. She was wanting the authority to do this in the interest of seeing if there was a mechanism to save some money, and she felt like she could maybe get us a better deal on the stop loss. I just wanted to point out that the context in that meeting regarding this was that she wanted to see what savings opportunities were out there. I think y'all ultimately control whether any decisions are made.
Why does she need a vote of the court to do that?
She told us, I don't know.
I don't either. Okay. Mr. Dolly?
I feel like if you give them too much authority, it'd be like this business that they call us. I don't forget what you call them, operations. When they first started, they were pretty nice, but they get rather rude and very obnoxious. they call for get appointment with me, and they want to call my doctor first and all this, and I said, no, you're not going to call my doctor. Can you imagine, we've got, if you've got a good doctor, and they're working with you, and then somebody from Arizona somewhere calls them and argues with them about your diagnosis, that doctor's fixing to tell you to take a trip, because they have never seen me, they don't know nothing about me, and they're fixing to tell my doctor how to treat me. I told them, no, do not be calling my doctor. If you want to ask me a question, I'll answer it. But if you want to know about my medicine, I'll tell you what I'm taking. But don't be calling my doctor. Don't bother them. And that's what happens when you give these people authority. They start taking over, and they'll start demanding that you do different things. And they try to hang us over, we're going to charge you $30 a month because you didn't. I said, I'm cooperating with you, but you're not calling my doctor. There's no need for you to be calling my doctor. My doctor is busy enough. It'd be like you are an attorney. Somebody tells you how to run your case. You wouldn't like that, I don't think.
Thank you, sir. Y'all keep in mind, a bunch of us have to go to a funeral at 10. Judge Betterton?
Judge, I think, like Chief Hazel said, she's trying to go out and see what she can find out. And we've set that up, and if the court's saying that she else already has that authority, then I'm satisfied with it.
I think she does.
Head of the curve. And Commissioner Miller has done some research on it, and has come up with some good stuff that hasn't been brought back to that meeting to say, hey, let's look at that. So I think if the court's saying that she has the authority, then I think everybody would be satisfied with that.
Open for emotions, if any. Item 7. Dies for lack of a motion. Can be brought back later. Item 8, discuss and take action to approve the purchase of additional IP addresses from ETEX for the Sheriff's Office. Zercher project at the cost of $50 per month. Ms. Sheets, are you here?
I am.
How many more you need?
Well, we only need one more, but ETEX sells them in bundles. So the next smallest bundle that we can get is 6 addresses, and that's $50 a month.
For 6 or 50 times 6?
No, $50 for 6 addresses.
So it's $50 a month?
Yes.
And this is something the sheriff needs to do his job?
It would allow their new vendor, Zercher, to access their servers and maintain any troubleshooting they need. And that would isolate them from our network. So it would protect us as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Make a motion to approve the additional purchase of IP addresses from ETEX for the Sheriff's Office. Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the purchase of additional IP addresses from ETEX for the Sheriff's Office. This will be 6 new addresses for $50 a month. Okay. Any further discussion?
That's collectively rather than individually, right? In other words, it's $50 for all 6 of them put together.
It's a bundle.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
And Ms. Sheets is indicating yes, that's the correct understanding. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 9, discuss and take action to award the bid for the paving of the Upshur County Justice Center parking lot. I'll jump into the water on this first. It looks like everybody thinks it's a good idea to redo the parking lot at the Justice Center, which has been there since 1986, without being redone. But it's going to squeeze our budget pretty tight to do it. We've opened the bids. One bid was for $109,000, give or take. The other one's $65,000. It's the belief of at least Todd and I'll ask Mr. Womble to add to what I'm going to say. The fellow that bid the $65,000 is very reputable, and his family's been in business for a very, very long time and has done a lot of big projects. Between the two bids, which one do you like the best, Mr. Womble?
I like the low bid. Everybody just wanted to know the square footage and bid it that way. And this guy came out with some ideas that I think will make everybody happy as far as drainage, and I think he'll do a great job.
And the lower bid was a fellow named Tommy Cagle of Cagle Asphalt and Paving. He's done work at the Smith County Airport, different places. Okay, now.
Where are they out of?
He's out of Tyler, or this side of Tyler, Chapel Hill. Now, Ms. Williams, where are we going to get the money to do this? We vote to do it.
Judge, we would get that from contingency because of the budget. But unfortunately, a good part of our contingency is where you spoke of.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Can we get to the funds without declaring an emergency?
We would most likely have to declare an emergency to cover the under budget status on insurance requirements if we spent the money for the parking lot.
So if we vote the parking lot in, if we run short on the other, we can declare an emergency?
Yes.
So you're saying this would be painful, but you can make it happen if we decide to do it?
Yes, sir. The other alternative might be to budget it for the next budget year. Include that in the next budget cycle.
And then put it off another year?
If.
Till when?
October.
October.
But if it starts raining, okay. So that's just going to be up to the collective judgment of you guys.
You said $65,000, correct?
Yes.
Well, I myself am not comfortable with spending that kind of money right now. If we can, my suggestion would be, can we not dig out the spots or cut them out and fix those? And then do it next budget cycle. I mean, if there's something that's that bad, it's a hazard, cut that section out and fill it back in as a temporary fix until October. Because we still have a lot of budget year left with looking at no contingency.
Correct.
And I can't see doing something like that. I mean, we've got major issues here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Womble.
Maybe for your vote, I had the roofer come out that did all the warranty work, or that did all the roofs on this building. And we could be looking at some roofing expenses that I didn't prepare for next year or any of that. And it's going to take roughly around $10,000 to even get a good estimate on what we're going to have to do with this roof.
Which one of y'all can help me look at fixing the potholes, especially that big one? Would that be in Andy's bailiwick or Mr. Womble?
Yeah, I think it'd be Mr. Jordan's the expert on that.
You got broad shoulders, don't you, Mr. Jordan?
I think he's going to run into a time issue just like everything else.
As far as fixing the potholes, I got to claim the sheriff. We can do that for a couple hundred bucks. My concern is, there's two buildings in this county that the public sees more than anything else. This one we set in and that one right up the road. In years past, if something is not addressed at this moment, then it gets kicked down the road, and sometimes it doesn't happen because life happens and we have to spend the money somewhere else. I have concerns in my budget, or in my department I need money for. Every department head here does. Everybody does. The question is to y'all, do you want to gamble?
No.
Fixing the potholes, a couple hundred bucks, we can get it taken care of, no problem. The last thing I would want to see is we don't jump on this and then it never happens. As long as, and that's in the past. This court, I firmly believe, is different. I believe if we sit here and say that it'll get taken care of and budgeted in the next budget, it'll happen. So, but that's y'all's business, figure out the money. But to answer your question, a couple hundred bucks, we can fix the potholes, not a problem.
But like, if we wanted to like have somebody cut out that big hole, the first thing you see is this big hole for y'all that hadn't been down there lately. And get that replaced, cut it sawed out and put back right, at least have a square patch that's gonna hold. Would that be something Mr. Womble would wanna look at getting a private person to do, or is that something you?
We can do that.
Mr. Jordan?
We can do that as well.
Okay.
So whenever you can find time, I would love to meet you down there, we can look at it. We can do whatever you want, Judge.
I think the consensus I'm getting from up here is we better hold off on this till we look at our next budget time.
I'd like to budget it.
And I agree.
And that way we don't have to declare emergency down the road.
But that's gonna have to be doctored sooner or later down there. And that's why we're in the mess now, because everybody else for the last 30 years has kicked the can down the road and it looks it.
My suggestion, when it actually is done, my suggestion to the sheriff and Chief Hazel is concrete pave the entire back of it. If you're gonna spend the money, do it right.
For the 18 wheelers?
And then yes, for the 18 wheelers to come in for the commissary and the jail services. But whenever if you do go out for bids again, there's certain wording that needs to be in there. As far as cement stabilizing the base material, not just refurbishing. There's too many questions when you use a word like that. You being an attorney, it's kind of like shall or may.
This guy that we're talking to is very knowledgeable in all this.
Yes, sir.
And he was going to dig it up and recrunch it and do it right. And it's, I'm not faulting Mr. Womble. I kind of told him on this bid go around, we definitely can't afford probably to put the concrete back there. Maybe some concrete for the heavy, but I don't think we got the consensus today to go forward. So I would announce to the public on smaller bills we can take care of by state law, without running through commissioner's court. So I'll work with Mr. Womble and Mr. Jordan to try to put some lipstick on that pig of a parking lot down there. Okay, number nine, I take it's gonna die for lack of a motion. Items 10 and 11 are gonna be canceled. The CASA people called and said they just couldn't make it and they'd like to be put back on the deal later. And they were gonna come talk to us about some adding fees to your license plates for the children. And anyway, I heard somebody say once on something, well, I do today what you can put off till tomorrow. So anyway, that takes us to the end of the meeting. Any further business from anybody?
Justin, did I?
Yes, sir.
Justin had made the statement, I wanted to make sure I heard him right. He made the statement you would rather budget just pay this for next year than declare an emergency. Is that correct?
Yes, if we spend the funds, I'd rather wait and budget it next year than have to declare an emergency. We run out of funding.
Okay.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this parking lot's gonna be funded in the next budget. I'm gonna jump out there and say that. But I'm gonna respect our auditor, who's not supposed to let us run out of money, to say wait and let's talk about it when we do the budget that we're doing this summer. Take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thanks for coming. We're adjourned. Thank all of y'all for coming.
No one will be at home.